Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria 28, Emalahleni 25, Rustenburg 31 degrees.
And in your traffic on the R24 West, the queue in traffic there towards the N12 highway merge. Also slow moving traffic on the ramp to the N3 South. That's on Modderfontein in Edenvale.
Police in Mpumalanga have arrested a second suspect in connection with a tavern shooting in Pinard outside Mbombela over the weekend. 8 people were killed when gunmen opened fire at a liquor outlet, leaving several others wounded. The 43-year-old man will join 39-year-old Bongani Nkosi, who since appeared in court. Here's Mpumalanga police spokesperson Jabu Ndubani.
Another breakthrough by Mpumalanga police for arresting a 43-year-old male suspect in Pinard this afternoon, 14 January 2025. During his arrest, police confiscated 3 pistols with no ammunition. The suspect will appear in court soon.
The first day of the school year and the new academic year is officially underway.
Are we ready for day one? On this very day, every single school should be ready to receive learners. Today is not a day for orientation. Today is the first day of teaching.
Basic Education Minister Sibiwe Khwakhube spoke to the SABC News team. She's visiting a primary school in the Eastern Cape and doing inspections. She says she's aware of problems.
We are looking fairly well. I mean, there are provinces that are experiencing some glitches. I have been in touch with the Director General this morning, who is giving me a status update. It's obviously a huge logistical undertaking. There's 25,000 schools across the country.
Tswane Mayor Nasibi Moyo says the metro has been unable to restore power in Pretoria East following the theft of cables in the tunnel under the N1 highway. The metro spokesperson Zintle Matladi says progress made includes the identification of multiple faults on the network and isolating them.
The executive mayor wants to assure residents that the gas is contained within the tunnel and does not pose an immediate threat or risk to residents. We do not have an ERT at this time for the replacement of the cables and the restoration of power. We apologize for the inconvenience caused to residents during this period.
The Border Management Authority has temporarily shut down the Grobbelaars Bridge border with Botswana due to flooding. The region has experienced heavy rains, as Cliff Shiko reports.
The BMA says the water levels have reached a point where it compromises the safety and efficient functioning of the port. Travelers have been advised to use stockboard and blackened ports of entry, as these are non-commercial ports. For cargo movements, travelers and truck operators are advised to use the Skilspads Hack, Ramatlabama, Bait Bridge and Kopfontein as alternative ports of entry. The BMA says the decision to suspend operations was communicated to authorities in Botswana. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa is in Maputo for the inauguration of Mozambique's president-elect Daniel Chapo. It follows the October 9th elections. It also comes amid ongoing protests and calls for fresh unrest. In a statement, the presidency says that the event marks a step forward towards peace and development. I'm Chanel September, back with Mornings in Afrikaans at 11.
30 minutes of more music you love. Love. With Tabiso Kambule. Turn it up on Jacaranda FM.
If someone told me that the world would end tonight, you could take all that I got for once, I wouldn't start a fight. You could have my liquor, take my dinner, take my fun, my birthday cake, my soul, my dog, take everything I love. But oh, one thing I'm never gonna do is throw away my dancing shoes. And oh,